This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The drought shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your net. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
chemotherapy,
radiation, surgery,
pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
TMB, I'm still bathing in the afterglow of the truth about cancer, quite honestly. What an extraordinary event with so much love flowing that it's still impacting, it's still traveling out. That's why we had Bob and Linda Baciccio on. They were down there at TTAC last week in Orlando, and they're still sharing the love.
Oh, wasn't it a great event, Robert? I don't think we've really had too much of a chance to talk about it much, but man, what a great, we had a team call with our team today about it, and just everybody's lives were touched, and just amazing the way that we're actually helping to change the world and helping people. So it's just a real blessing to be involved. And you were awesome. Thank you so much for all that you did down there. I know you don't get enough recognitions for that, but you were literally probably one of the busiest people there because you had not only were a speaker, you're also co-MC.
Yes.
Plus you were the roundtable moderator. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was just nuts busy for you. So thank you so much.
And I was producing a radio show every day.
Yes,
I was there.
Every day you had to do live radio too.
I think
you win the award for being the busiest.
Well, I don't know. There were a lot of people behind the scenes, as you know, that weren't even there that we got to chat with via, you know, Charlene was holding up the phone so they could see what was going on, which was fun. And, you know, to think about 191 out of 195 countries on planet Earth, there were people streaming this thing live. Now, I don't know if that expanded, if even those four remaining countries even have internet, because there was the secondary stream of the replay. And I don't know, do you have any more feedback on how that went?
I don't have any feedback on how many more countries, but I do know that I think the final number is 1.7 million unique views. So at least 1.7 million people saw it on their own computer or device.
Wow. Well, and we know that a lot of people had listening parties, watching parties, so it's probably more than one per unique session, so to speak.
That's a minimum. You probably can multiply that times two or three.
Yeah, I think so. So this is phenomenal that, you know, the time is right. We've been at this for so many years. The people are hungry, not just in the United States and Canada and, you know, English-speaking countries, but if it's 191 out of 195 countries, there's a lot of different languages and people are deciphering it in whatever way they can to get this information so desperately needed.
Well, you know what, Robert, we've learned over the years, it's just a big team effort. And so we don't take the credit for it, but we're just happy to be a part of it. You're a big part of it. Your audience, our audience here is a big part of it. People that we've just been in contact with over the last decade, ever since we wrote the first book, everybody's just a part of this. And there's this groundswell of information, and there's a lot of people that want to spread the truth. And we're just happy to help facilitate it. That's all we're doing.
Yeah, we're just a bunch of taters, facilitators.
We're just a bunch of taters.
So what do we do now? What about those pets, right? We've been talking about this series coming out, and I don't want that to get, like, overshadowed by the TTAC. Now it's the TTAPC, right? Truth About Pet Cancer.
Yeah, so as of yesterday, we put the first chapter of the five-chapter miniseries, The Truth About Pet Cancer, is up. Just click through on robertscottbell.com. You can go to The Truth About Pet Cancer and watch episode one, or chapter one is up yesterday and today. And I think the way that we're going to do this one, we're just kind of figuring it out as we go because we've never done a miniseries like this before. But I think we're going to go ahead and leave up chapter one indefinitely on the website, and then they can watch chapter two tomorrow. And then on Saturday, we're going to put chapter three up and just build on it till middle of next week. We'll release Chapter five.
Am I finally not in something?
No, you're in this too.
Oh, man. Gee.
No, you're in this. Yeah.
I love pets too. That's why I had to be. I had to be. It was part of my contract. It's like there's no way you're letting me out of this. I got to talk pet health too. So this
Robert, you know, to be honest with you, there was very little that you said that was applicable to this thing. So I just photoshopped some hair on you and you play one of the puppies.
Okay. Now we're talking. Now I'm really pleased with that. That's going to be awesome. I can't wait to see. Just make me a Muppet and I'm happy. Truth about pet cancer, of course, Marlene Siegel. We met some of the other folks that are going to be featured in it that were there at the Truth About Cancer for the first time, including other veterinary doctors, PhD researchers. Man, the quality of information just keeps going up, the scientific validation for everything as well. And, you know, as far as accessing this, it's probably going to reach, I'm guessing, I don't know how many more people, because as we've talked about over the years, people are willing to do more for their pets than themselves. Now, the people that are willing to do for themselves are also willing to do for their pets, but I'm thinking we're going to reach even more people now.
I'm hoping so. Right now, it's been a little bit slower than we had anticipated, the people mm-hmm. that are watching, but I think it'll build over the next 7 to 10 days. We've had some issues getting the posts to actually post on Facebook and so forth. So we're getting through some technical issues right now, but I'm encouraged right now that I think that the audience will grow and grow over the next several days.
Absolutely wonderful. So, folks, The Truth About Pet Cancer, it is airing. However you find it, I think Super Don has a link up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. He'll blast it out. However you get there, just get there and begin to watch it. You know, the things that I've learned from some of the participants already, including Dr. Marlene Siegel, has transformed the health of our kitty cat. You know, just some basic, simple things that you can apply right now, and you'll have young, vital puppies, kittens, cats, birds, whatever you got, it's going to be fully applicable. And the other thing is, we talk about allopathic medicine in human oncology. It's as bad or worse in veterinary oncology, what they're doing in the traditional allopathic sense.
It is, Robert. It really is. And I just want to let you know that I don't know if you've seen Chapter 1 yet, but the feedback that we've gotten thus far is best thing that you've done yet. Better than anything that we've seen. So the quality is definitely there. The benefit's definitely there. And everybody out there that's listening that's got a pet needs to see this, because it really could save your life, the life of your pet. And it might save your life, too. What we're going to find, I think, is a lot of people that wouldn't watch it for themselves will watch it for their pet, and they'll learn some valuable human information as well.
Slide that in there. Sneaky you. That's great. I love it. Now, in terms of the science, if I can transition here for a moment, I kind of hinted at this in the opening of the show last hour. What if thousands, tens of thousands of peer-reviewed studies published in major medical journals around the world, cited, recited, etc., were based on faulty cell lines that were contaminated? In other words, they were experimenting on what they thought was one kind of cell, but they have no earthly idea what kind of cell it really was. This is the dilemma that's coming out. It's something that Super Don, we did cover at least a year ago, but apparently there's more information than before when we broke this. And this is being covered in the mainstream media, and they talk about the ghosts of the HeLa, the Henrietta Lacks, particularly, the immortal cell, right? And the cell line misidentification that contaminates much of the scientific literature. And so it leaves us in a place where those people that are invested in science, because we're not anti-science. I love the literature. I read it. I cite it when necessary to help support what we're doing, what I'm doing. Yet what if a lot of that science is faulty to begin with? What does that mean about most drugs that are on the market? Could it be that they only work due to placebo at best, or other toxic impacts that suppress certain things? This is huge, 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 Ty.
It is enormous, Robert, because they go back to the HeLa cell line. That's Henrietta Lacks. Her cells were taken in about 1950 or 51 when she was battling cancer. And those are some of the cells that are used in labs to develop different cancer drugs and so forth. Here's what blew me away. The researchers in the Netherlands found that the contaminated cell lines had been used in 30,000 scientific papers. Can you get your you can't even get your mind around that, 30,000 scientific papers. And then how many medical journals have been used those 30,000 scientific papers to
citations
to prove this or that works? Oh, I mean, it's exponential. We're probably talking about millions of medical journal articles that have referenced faulty scientific studies because there were contaminated cell lines. Mm-hmm. This is huge.
Yeah. The report from Radboud University in the Netherlands revealed that 451 cell cultures used in thousands of experiments are contaminated. And it is like an exponential disaster because, as you said, it's not just the 30,000 scientific papers that used it, but what about those that cited the original research, to, as you said, to prove their points? And it goes on and it gets worse the further out it goes. So we've got an entire field of medicine. And we've done this with other things where we covered, for instance, papers in the field of, what is it called, when they, anesthesiology, based on faulty papers as well. So a lot of the seminal works in anesthesiology had to be rethought. And it just, it throws a state of, my gosh, we thought we knew, now we know nothing. And maybe even worse, what we've done is disastrous. And of course, when we look at modern medicine as the third, second, or first leading cause of death, maybe it would be a little better if those cell lines weren't contaminated. I'm not so certain because much of it is poisonous or toxic, but maybe it could be a little better. So what can we do? Blindly follow the journals and pretend everything's okay? Or do we begin to question everything?
Well, this is just another another domino, I guess, that has fallen, because we've both read articles over the years about the percentage of peer-reviewed medical journal articles that are actually either fraudulent or contain lies or contain conflicts of interest, right? So, and that's upwards of, I think it's 74% was the last article that I read that said that the authors of these peer-reviewed journals have conflicts of interest. Well, what if the other 26% were based upon contaminated cell lines? I mean, you got 0% accuracy in some of these, maybe. I mean, it's staggering that upwards of 95% potentially of these medical journal articles that are peer-reviewed are either fraudulent, have contained conflict of interest, or maybe now they're based on contaminated cell lines. There's no accuracy in any medical journal article for I'm concerned. You know, for what I'm concerned at this point, this pretty much blows the lid wide open on every article.
Now think about this. This is not just Ty Bollinger saying it. It's not just Robert Scott Bell saying it. It's not even just Super Don acknowledging it. We're talking about the editors of the New England Journal of Medicine, the Journal of the American Medical Association, The Lancet. They've all been quoted in the last 10 years as to saying, even before this comes out, that there's so many conflicts of interest, there's so much corruption of science that they don't know what is legitimate or not. There's no way to tell, almost. So the state of medical science disaster is not an overused term. Trump will say it. It's a disaster. He said pharma, there's a problem. A lot of dangerous stuff coming out of pharma, and it's not even based on legitimate, validatable science because they didn't even know the stuff they were working with to begin with. Folks, that's why we go outside the box, to bring the power to heal back to you where it belongs. Ty Bollinger, Robert Skadfeld, Super Don, and more back after this. If you're watching on YouTube, we're going to have some more discussion. No one else is going to be able to hear. Shh, don't tell.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Skadfeld Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's RSB Reports.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Boo! Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, now that those that rely on the drugs of modern medicine have been shown to be relying upon science that is really not there, or certainly not what they thought it was, how are we going to help people with cancer? Well, guess what? Vaccines to the rescue, TMB. Headline reads over at Fierce Pharma. You'll love this. Despite notable failures, cancer vaccines are poised for a leap onto the market, according to that. You know, they sucked on the drugs. Let's bring failed vaccines out to the market. Maybe that'll help.
It's a bizarre headline, isn't it? Despite notable failures, we're going to go ahead and push more of them in the market. It sounds like the highlight or the headline that should be on the FDA's website. Despite killing 100,000 people a year from our approved drugs, we're going to continue to push them on the market. That's exactly what this says.
Yeah, we're going to continue to protect their monopoly status in the market. And, of course, the idea of a vaccine, right, the theory is you can alert the immune system to target something that it should be targeting. But it completely belies the fact that you need a functioning immune system to target anything. So what the hell good is it if you can target something and you have no ability to get up and do anything about it? And they sort of miss that along the way as they destroy the immune system with all of their therapies.
Well, that, you know, it's funny, Robert. I was just doing an interview today for Hay House, and we talked about that very thing, the fact that the treatments that we're using are actually destroying our only protection against disease, and that's our immune system. So how can you have long-term positive effects from treatment protocols that destroy the only thing that's going to protect you long-term?
Yeah, and of course, if they think that simply just alerting your cells, your immune cells, to the presence of cancer is enough, okay, I'm not opposed to that. But why don't they
look to say, how do we enhance the general immune system, you know, from the word go, right? If we rely upon it, it's like, well, no. You know, we could probably get this on the CDC's recommended schedule for children and then have no liability when they either don't work or they actually harm or kill somebody, as they do with so many other vaccines. Why would we expect this to be any different?
Well, again, Robert, it's a huge moneymaker for in the human world. And I was reading some research that by the year 2020, vaccines in animals are supposed to be a $7.2 billion per year industry as well. So it's not just humans that we're making, you know, that the pharmaceutical companies are making tons of money off in vaccines. It's also the pets now.
Mm-hmm. So in this article, they say one drawback that they acknowledge to cancer vaccines is that they can take a long time to become effective within the body. It's like, wait a second, you mean you can't just give one shot and the body gets the end of whatever you're trying to do? No, apparently it takes a while. And guess what's happening? Cancer's still growing in the body while it's out. Well, what if we combine it with our other reliable, wonderful, successful therapies like chemotherapy and radiation? Wouldn't that be great? No. But there's where they are. We're back to, well, we're going to do the same thing. We're just going to add this into the mix and bill your insurance company. Oh, wait a second. Trump might see to the end of Obamacare, and maybe, just maybe, people will be more conscious of the cost associated with failed therapies and might seek out more homeopathy, naturopathy, herbalism, detoxifications. Oh my gosh, the world will turn upside down and go inside out.
You mean all that quackery stuff, Robert? All that snake oil?
All the things that aren't killing people?
Yeah, that was one of the fun things I got a chance to talk about today on the interview is about the Flexner Report and, mm-hmm. and the way that all of these things that had worked for so long were all of a sudden vilified. And, you know, it just shows the power of a good propaganda campaign. And the AMA had a great propaganda campaign over 100 years ago that made us afraid of these treatments that have been used for millennia.
Mm-hmm. So where are people going to be able to hear your interview over at Hay House? When is this going to air?
Oh, I don't know, man. I think they have a summit each year, so they're recording these. I don't know if it's going to be a month or two or whatever, but I just came off of that, and it was the most comfortable place that I've ever had an interview. I was jealous because I got back from taking Bryce to basketball practice, mm-hmm. and Charlene and the girls were out there in the pool. So yeah. I had an interview. I'm like, I am not going to sit in my office. I'm going to go. So I got the landline phone and sat out there on a floaty in the middle of the pool while I was doing my interview.
I love it. You have learned well, and I need to learn from you there. I got to get up there in your pool and do future interviews or radio broadcasts from the pool, if you don't mind.
I can just see Robert Scott Bell Show floating on a floaty from Ty Bollinger's pool.
Or the hot tub, man. We talk about the hot tub time machine. How about the hot tub Robert Scott Bell Show broadcast?
In the hot tub.
Woo! In the hot tub. We got to figure out a way to make that happen. All right, folks. We got a lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. It is Outside the Box. We do this each and every Wednesday with Ty Bollinger. And this time he's not in the airport, so you don't get an extra shot of silver. But we'll find out if I say something that would cause the silver hydrosol drinking game to trigger. And if you don't want silver hydrosol, take a shot of, CBD. Why not? All right, folks, lots left. Stick with us.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away, because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that will be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Remember, perspective is everything. And you've heard the term, one man's terrorist is another man's freedom fighter, right? Depends on perspective. And if you remember in my talk, Ty, which was so cool to have these three photographs of you, me, and Charlene, and how I look the same size as you in that photograph. I wanted to point that out because everybody knows I'm not nearly the size of Ty Bollinger. And then, you know, another one where we're flexing our guns, right, our muscles, and so you see two or three of my arms will fit into your arm. And then the third one was a proper perspective. And, you know, we look at the issue of terrorism.
And we can talk about what really is terrorism. And I would argue that 106,000 to 225,000 dead Americans every year due to pharmaceutical drugs properly used, prescribed, administered. If that's not terrorism, I don't know what is. Of course, those that are in power don't define it that way. They pretend it doesn't happen, even if it's in the peer-reviewed journals. And that's not based on a contaminated cell line, by the way, that meta-analysis. So we yeah, take it. Go ahead, Ty. Go ahead.
No, you're right. I mean, it is in the eyes of the beholder what a terrorist is. You know, you and I might be considered terrorists under some certain circumstances because we dare to talk about the Constitution or, you know, talk about the Bill of Rights. And, you know, it depends on who is speaking, but you're absolutely right. I think one of the biggest, quote, terroristic organizations in the world would be something like the FDA that approves drugs that kill people. And it's legal.
Yeah. It legalized. It's FDA-approved deaths. Yeah, and it's destruction. It's not even just the deaths. It's the suffering that along the way to death due to FDA approvals. Now we're learning, of course, it's based on faulty science. They don't even have the mantle of science to say, well, we did the studies, right? Of course, the illusion is if it's approved, then it's safe and effective, which is the exact opposite of reality. And, of course, they attack those things that are not approved but yet are not killing anyone. We talk about dietary supplements, the things we get from organics, right? The essential oils, the things that are based on the essential oils. There's a story about frankincense we talk about that curative of cancer without killing you or me or animals. Yet that is not, even though it's praiseworthy, it's not put up on a pedestal saying, hey, we could do this and not hurt people. They attack it as if it is a form of terrorism. And this article here talks about, in Iraq, the pharmaceutical industry, after we invaded, did the things there, tried to clear out the mess, Big Pharma came in right on the heels of the you know, the military action and said, hey, let's start paying off the local officials. We'll get a market that was measured in millions, and now it's measured in billions. And that money, they now followed and funneled it into terrorist organizations that are attacking and killing Americans. And there's a lawsuit in the U.S. District Court of Washington against companies like GE Healthcare, Johnson & Johnson, Pfizer, AstraZeneca, and Roche Holdings, claiming that those kickbacks to the officials in the Iraq's Ministry of Health went to terrorists.
Isn't that unbelievable, Robert? The Ministry of Health budget went from $16 million before we invaded to $1 billion after we invaded, and now they're kicking back with companies that are basically committing terror against the United States. Wow. Why is this not being talked about on every stinking news show in America tonight? Every news show should be covering that instead of this nonsense that they call news.
Yeah, and you know, the freak out that every time Trump tweets as if that really is going to...
Right.
I mean, perspective is in order. We talk about the NFL players taking a knee. You know, maybe they want to speak out against the events that are real. Occasionally, cops go bad. We know that. Nobody's arguing it isn't. But, man, what about the lack of food in inner cities, people starving and becoming ill and sick because of the food that they're on that's subsidized by government? What, you know, again, in the real numbers, it's not just you know, one segment of our culture. It's every segment of our culture. And, of course, those that are more dependent on subsidized food, cheap food, GMO food, processed food, refined food, are devastated. And those are the inner city, the poorest, often the minorities. And where are the protests from the NFL on that? Instead, the NFL is doing what? Aligning with the American Cancer Society. Ty?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm all for equality among the races, and I'm against, you know, anybody that's a racist and wants segregation and all that mess. I don't know exactly what they're preaching against, but what about the vaccines that have been shown to be targeting African American baby boys?
Yeah.
3-1 by the CDC whistleblower report. What about the fact that over 75% of abortion centers for Planned Parenthood are in black neighborhoods, and their stated goal by Margaret Sanger was to eliminate the black population? Those are things that are worth getting outraged over.
Correct, correct. And that's not being taught anywhere in the school system. So these people come out with a view of the world that is only a partial view, and we like to try and broaden that view here. And if you really believe in a culture of life, you've got to support food. And of course, one of the things that I argue for, and our buddy Liam before he left this place said, man, oh man, we've all got to start growing food again.
Yeah.
You got to bring your food. And I talked with Dr. Herb Bay last week. And he's an African-American gentleman, really, to my mind, a national hero. He's a naturopath and a homeopath. And he's speaking on these issues to the community. And I thought, my gosh, this is a hero. He should be lauded. He should be embraced and brought everywhere. And he's having a hard time even getting into churches to talk this message.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a shame, isn't it, Robert, that people that are one of the things that we've seen over the years, Robert, is that sometimes the churches are the hardest places to break into. Mm-hmm. That a lot of times the religious people, Christians, are so indoctrinated in believing that the doctors know everything. And we should never question the medical. And if you question, it's, you know, you're being a bad conspiracy theorist, when really you're just trying to think rationally and logically and see what actually makes sense.
I want you to think about this, folks. We've had brother, as we call him, Minister Tony Muhammad on, right? Nation of Islam. And of course, it's not that we agree with everything they say, but the point is, where we come in alignment in protecting children, all children, we work together, right?
Yep.
But is there an equivalent, for instance, in the Christian religion of a man or men or a group going out and talking this vocally, this, you know, with forcefulness about the issue of vaccines, about the issue of diet and things, to wake up those in the church? I don't know of one. Maybe I'm missing it. Maybe you know of one.
You know, I don't think it's specifically related to the church in any way, but I just have to say, Del Bigtree, he got him some passion.
He was preaching it, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. He was.
I'm still blown away by that. And our buddy Batar said it was the best talk he had ever seen, bringing it all together about how vacuous the background is in terms of science to support the safety or efficacy of vaccines. Uh-huh. And it's something I hope that you're going to make that available, like, as a standalone. That should be out there for everybody to see, that Del Bigtree speech.
Yeah, that was amazing what Del, and since we're talking about our favorite Dr. Buttar,
yes.
You know, as much as I hate to say it, his speech that Saturday morning was pretty riveting.
Oh man, he touched the heart with that. He opened up in ways that we had never seen before. And I don't think anybody expected that knew Buttar.
Yeah.
And he just delivered something so profound and powerful. And I think people are still riveted by it, as I was. I won't tell him you said so, but yes, I agree.
Yeah, don't tell him, even though I said it, you know, on the air for potentially millions of people, I will never admit that I said that.
Yeah. Don't admit it, folks, don't admit it. So you didn't hear it here. Now,
we did talk about, you know, some of the kids, you know, after the event, their favorite speakers, and it was almost like, well, you mean, of course, Buttar, but after him.
Yeah.
You know, it was like, that was kind of like a given that was one of the best speeches they had heard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty profound. Now,
yeah.
Other things we're talking about here in terms of the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Remember, you can link up and watch The Truth About Pet Cancer as well. It started yesterday. It's still airing today, and those episodes are going to build one after another, and you want to share that wherever you can, just like we ask you to share the links to the Robert Scott Bell Show so more people hear this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty. Do something to pay it forward. Share this message. Now, here's a headline out of Natural News. Should chemotherapy drugs, SSRIs, and opiate-based painkillers be classified as weapons of mass destruction or biological warfare on Americans?
Well, that's a good question, by Mike. What are the criteria that would cause something to be considered a weapon of mass destruction? And so if you answer that question, then you can answer once you get that data, then you can answer the first question. Mm-hmm. And I would have to say that if you look at the sheer numbers of people that are dying from those things on that list, they probably could be considered weapons of mass destruction.
Mm-hmm. In reality, when you look at the numbers that have died, and this article really rolls that through, and since the year 2000, more Americans have died of pharmaceutical drugs approved by the FDA than died in all of World War I, just for an example.
When you put it in that perspective, then it's kind of like your aha moment, isn't it? It's like, mm-hmm. Wow, I had no idea there were that many people dying. List some of the other criteria there in the article, Robert, because to be honest with you, I'm so lazy. I'm laying on the sofa right now, and I don't have my computer.
You better not fall in the pool while we're on the air.
No, I'm just on the sofa.
There. I'll fall in with you. See, a weapon of mass destruction is a nuclear, radiological, chemical, biological, or other weapon that can kill and bring significant harm to large numbers of humans or cause a great damage to human-made structures, e.g. buildings, natural structures, mountains, or the biosphere. Well, certainly it's partially following that official definition because it's causing significant harm to large numbers of humans and animals as well. So it definitely falls within the criteria of the definition, right? So if we look at this, over 700,000 people have died since the year 2000. We know it's more than that. This is, you know, taking prescription drugs. We got OTC. We got to add to the mix. You add medical errors, iatrogenic causes, all iatrogenic causes, and we look at maybe 784,000 Americans every year, not just over 17 years, as this is claiming. This is much larger than that, folks. And so when we are out here speaking these things, and I have been for many years, as is Ty and many of my guests here, we've identified something, and maybe we spoke out a little too soon for some people. And I remember when I started, Ty, people were just calling up and yelling and screaming at me about things. How dare you? You know, you remember getting those things. Now you've got people from within going secretly, please keep this up. I can't say this, but I've got to tell people. I'm telling everybody to watch this stuff, to read this stuff. Go get the books, you know. Watch the videos.
Yeah. Yeah, there is a groundswell of people that know that this information is right. And we have seen the tide turn over the last several years, haven't we? Because you're right. I remember 10 years ago, I remember people screaming, saying, you're nuts, you're crazy. This is just complete nonsense. You've gone out, you've lost your marbles. And then now those same people are telling us, you know, wow, I had no idea, but you've been telling us the truth all along. Mm-hmm. So people are waking up, and that's encouraging.
Yep. Oh, a quick shout-out to our friend Dr. Daryl Joffrey. Did you meet Dr. Joffrey? He came down to the Truth About Cancer again this year.
I do not remember, man.
Nice guy. Doctor of chiropractic. He sent me this shirt. He says, get off your acid. Really cute. And I like it. He's the chiropractor for Kelly Ripa up there live with Kelly and Ryan, if you watch that TV show in the morning. So, anyway, thanks a lot, Dr. Joffrey, for the T-shirt. Love it. We got a lot more healing to go, but one more segment to fit it in. Ty Bollinger, Robert Scott Bell, Super Don, back after this.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
tell everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
By the way, those of you playing along with the Silver Hydrosol drinking game, I did mention growing your own food, so that's one of the things that Steve Fell put in as a rule. So you can take a shot of silver or CBD or something from last segment in case you missed that and you're not familiar with the rules of the game. Ty Bollinger here, wrapping up, going outside the box. Remember, rsbreports.com. You can go there and learn lots and learn about the organics line of products that we utilize here. A lot of the things that Doc Newsom has put together, transformative, very powerful, and I'm appreciative of their support here as well. Thank you, TMB.
Oh, you bet, man. Wasn't it great to see Doc Newsom there in Orlando and see all the crowds of people picking his big brain about the supplements?
Yeah, you know, it's amazing because he didn't, as far as I know, he didn't officially speak, but he was always just flooded with people. I was loving that.
Yeah, the reason that we didn't have him speak is because we wanted him to be available every day during the breaks. And mm-hmm. So he was literally probably 2.5 to 3 hours each day during the breaks. He was out there answering questions. So we figured like that was enough for Doc.
Yeah, folks, if you want to listen to the baseline why and how these things were formulated together there at Organics, we've got great interviews in the can already as archives, and I think Super D, you've got them accessible as well. You just got the insight that this guy has into so much. It's pretty, like I said, it's very, very profound, very exciting, and it kind of lends itself to this last subject. Headline reads, Biblical spice tested as possible breast cancer and prostate cancer treatment, even though they wrote prostrate, but that's a millennial error somehow. But frankincense, again, one of the things we talked about with the gold, frankincense, and myrrh, the gold being the turmeric, but being a very powerful, essential kind of medicine from nature, from the natural world.
Well, this is not the first time we've heard about that, is it? frankincense and myrrh being, you know, good natural medicine. We heard about that maybe 2,000 years ago, didn't we?
Yeah, I think it made the newspapers way back when.
It was in the Jerusalem Times.
Yes. Before there was pharmaceutical conflict, they actually embraced this kind of medicine from nature, from creation.
Yeah, they did. And, you know, the Magi were wise men. And the gifts to the baby Jesus were the gold, frankincense, and myrrh. We're talking about some serious medicine. And this is you know, that's why one of the organics products that we developed was called the Magi Complex, because there is so much research behind those three substances, the gold being the golden spice, turmeric, frankincense, and myrrh. It's truly amazing.
Well, and this, again, the Magi Complex is available if you go to organics.com, two X's at the end. We have links up in the show notes. You can go to rsbreports.com as well. From robertscottbell.com. Plug in. And, of course, the essential oils are fantastic. I have some peppermint here. Always brightens up my day just to put a little bit on the tongue or just smell it, open up, clear your sinuses. It's a lovely thing.
Oh, it's awesome. We love to diffuse it. I love to spray it, you know, in a little squirt bottle. Mm-hmm. Do a little bit of spray in the mouth. Helps with the chronic halitosis. If anybody has bad breath, there's nothing like some essential oils to freshen your breath. I like to rub it on. Boy, I use essential oils all day long.
Yeah, and folks that are new to essential oils, remember, these things are very powerful. And if they talk about using carrier oils, like they'll put them in massage oils, different things, coconut oil topically, because if you're very sensitive, they are very powerful, and not everybody can use them full strength. So learn how to use them, navigate the way, and you'll see great benefit from incorporating essential oils into your daily health regimen.
Yeah, I'll fill the bathtub and just dive in, just pure oil.
You're that tough, though. Not everybody's made like
just
you.
Just kidding, of course not. You're right, though. Carrier oils are important. You know, when I spray it in my mouth, it's about 99% water and just a little bit of oil. I'll shake it up in a little spritzer bottle and spray. But yeah, you definitely don't want to do the straight oil all the time.
No, and listen, this is where I am pretty tough. I have used straight oil directly. I don't recommend people to do that, but yeah, I've had enough experience now over the years that certain oils I will use for very specific purposes there. Including the peppermint oil. But yes, for most people, you definitely want to carry it, dilute it down, and utilize it, especially with children, more gently. But it is still very, very powerful. So, TMB, what do we got? Are there any upcoming events we need to let people know about? I know I've mentioned the ones I've got coming up in Orlando this weekend.
I've got nothing coming up. After our event in Orlando, I'm going to try to do nothing for a while. Even though I'm working, it'll be at the house.
Chill time for TMB. Yeah. Doing interviews in the pool. Nice. I got to do one of those when I come
from the couch.
Yeah. Like I said, I'm raging for an RSB show broadcast from the hot tub or somewhere near it someday soon.
Sounds good.
All right, folks, we're done for today. We got a lot more healing to go. Sacred Fire of Liberty tomorrow. Then we got the two events coming up in Orlando, My Beautiful Brain Schizencephaly, and the International Hybridology Conference. But in the meantime, tell them what they need to know, because we got to go, Ty.
The power to heal is yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Listen to what Jeff says about Andro 400.
This product is so much better than even some of the advertisements. It changed every aspect of my life. There was a 40 waist, and with the Andro 400, I'm down to 36. I'm 54 years old, and people have said to me that I look better than I ever have, and that I look like I'm in my early 40s. Hands down, I'm in the best shape of my life, and I'm telling you, it's the Andro. People immediately notice the burst of energy, my skin, my energy, plus the weight loss, the toning of the body, and the increased strength and endurance that I have in the gym. Where I was and where I am now, night and day. And Andro 400 has made the difference. My customers, my friends, my family, everybody's noticing the difference.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger like Jeff, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code Radio 30 at the 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.